I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everybody, welcome to it's not a breaking news podcast because it's happened like a day ago, but I mean, we're here to talk about it.
It's a state of things going on podcast, basically. We should probably address this because it's one of the biggest news stories we've had since the last time this fucker resigned. We're talking about Vince McMahon, in case anyone's confused by, I assume, the title of this podcast that Kenny's put on it or whatever.
Yeah, breaking news podcast. I've not written it yet, but it'll be something to do with Vince McMahon. But obviously this is on the main feed and it's on Patreon, ad-free and all that. But yeah, the gist of it is, a story came out from the Wall Street Journal yesterday, Friday. I mean, I don't even know how to begin.
Well, the story came out from the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, actually.
Oh, was it Thursday? Okay.
It was Thursday, yep. Because this yesterday...
This week has been the longest week. The longest week I've ever had in wrestling. Like, do you remember when The Rock joined the board? Like, this week?
Do you mean 12 years ago when The Rock joined the board? Or do you mean Tuesday? Or Wednesday, whenever it was?
Or the Netflix deal? Or the leaked WrestleMania card? Or the apology for the leaked WrestleMania card?
Uh-huh.
I mean, fuck me. Anyway, Thursday.
It's been so much. I believe it was January 25 that the Wall Street Journal broke a story saying that former WWE employee Janelle Grant was filing a new lawsuit against Vince McMahon. The lawsuit contains pretty graphic descriptions of sexual assault, emotional abuse, grooming, a lot of really disturbing things that I don't think we need to go into the specifics of the allegations. Content warning, we're going to be discussing sexual assault in at least some terms because you can't not talk about it. But there are some pretty horrific things alleged in this lawsuit. And Janelle Grant is one of the women that Vince McMahon paid hush money to back. Remember when he resigned the first time last year in 2022 because there was an investigation into sexual misconduct and hush money payments that were alleged? This is providing more details on that and some of the horrific details of that abuse and whatnot. John Laurinaitis is also named as defendant in the lawsuit. There are graphic descriptions of non-consensual threesomes and
why don't I try and give what I think is the closest summation of, again, there is parts of this that's sort of allegations of sexual assault. So if that's a trigger for you listening, you know, we are going to be talking about it. So this is the warning that it's not for you if, you know, if that's something you're not able to listen to. But anyway, the gist of it seems to be that her name's Janelle Grant. Her name is out there now, so obviously we can say her name. But she had, from what I've heard over different places, she worked in an apartment complex that Vince McMahon had a residence in. He met her at some point through that. There was then a promise of a job. She then started working with WWE. There was some... In the initial stage, it seems like a consensual sexual relationship of some kind at some stage. And this escalated into, I think there was consensual threesomes by what I read, but it turned into, like you say, allegations of sort of John Laurinaitis and Vince forcing themselves on her.
I mean, the way the lawsuit reads is that she was hesitant about the threesomes the whole time, but basically said yes. Like, she tried to protest about bringing other people into the relationship. Those protests were not heated, and she kind of backed down, I guess, would be the best way to describe it in loose terms.
Yeah, and then so, and then there's also text messages that are purported to be from Vince that are in there. I mean, maybe I'm being naive here, right? I didn't think it could be this bad. Like, I just think because
you
in my because in my brain, right? Like, I am not a bad person, and I can't operate on that level. So it's impossible for me to think of like I'm very aware from the stuff that Vince has more than likely sexually abused women. That's not I'm not saying I'm naive to that, but like the level and the degree and the text and all the stuff that was in there was so much worse than even what I thought it was, and I thought it was bad.
Well, I think that's what's shocking people is actually reading the details of it, because I've read the entire lawsuit. I'm like 10 pages from the end or something, but I've read all the like the whole story of everything that happened. And what sucks, like, I'm kind of glad that you were surprised, I guess. There were zero things in there that surprised me. It's disgusting. It's reprehensible. If any of these allegations are even close to true, which, I mean, considering the number of NDAs this man has signed, I wouldn't, like, it's nothing that I would put past him. And that sucks, because you don't want to think that humans are that depraved and that capable of awfulness. But, like, if you look at just Vince McMahon's need for control and his need to exert power over people, his degradation kink doesn't come as a surprise.
No. And I do. I know what you're saying. I think for me, it's just, like I say, so everything had come out. We knew he was horrible, and he sort of wormed his way back into the company and all that. So this lawsuit is purporting that. So there had been an NDA agreement that he had paid $1 million of three, but then didn't pay the rest, which is wild to me. I mean, it shows you how much of a narcissist he was, that like he could have got
that
away
after
with
this. She stopped servicing him and doing exactly what he said, he reneged on the terms of the NDA that he forced her to sign within 8 days.
Yes, and also
and
he
made her
also,
mistrust her attorney, according to the lawsuit.
And apparently, like, he would name sex toys after wrestlers and force them on her. He would there was an implication. It wasn't in the court documents, but also the Wall Street Journal have deduced in their mind that it's that Brock Lesnar was involved in. Was it not about like there was a former UFC fighter who was trying to re-sign?
It was a top level superstar, and it was a former UFC heavyweight champion. Is the way it's listed in there.
And
there's
she
only
was, like,
one person
him.
That's been a former UFC heavyweight champion. And then Wall Street Journal was the one who named Brock Lesnar and said sources close to the situation have indicated that this is referring to Brock Lesnar. I mean, if you look at the contract negotiation time frame in the lawsuit, there's no one else it can really be.
No.
Brock Lesnar is not named as a defendant in the lawsuit. His name does not show up. He is referred to the entire way through as WWE superstar.
Yeah, and then there was like a thing about like she was promised to him as like part of his deal and stuff. So all this stuff.
That's where the trafficking comes in, is that Vince was promising her to other people, including Laurinaitis, because he was like basically facilitating giving her to him as like a breakfast snack.
Yes, and this is during the time where Laurinaitis' wife Kathy, who also is the mom of the Bellas, who you've seen on Total Divas and Total Bellas, was going through brain surgery. So he is, you know, someone who should absolutely dilates in my
well
mind.
And that's something that as I was reading through this all of this horrific stuff, like, it's extremely grim, obviously, and I haven't heard anyone bring this up, and obviously you don't really want to tweet about it with her name in case she vanity searches, because she doesn't need to be the subject of onslaught. But like, if you've read the Bellas book, which I've listened to the Bellas book, I listened to it in audiobook form.
I've not read
Nikki
it.
Okay, well, Nikki Garcia details being assaulted, like being sexually assaulted and losing her virginity as a result of a sexual assault. She goes into detail. She hadn't told many people about it before the book came out. She hadn't even told her mom. But like, imagine being her right now and your stepdad, like, details of his horrific conduct. Because I mean, like, rumors have been flying about John Laurinaitis just being a piece of shit for a very long time. But to see graphic details in these allegations, like, it just sucks, man. It sucks a lot.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And then we should mention that, so that all came out on Thursday, and then yesterday, yesterday, Slim Jim pulled out of sponsoring the Royal Rumble.
And Fightful Select reported another major sponsor, didn't say who it was, but that another major sponsor had also decided not to work with the company in light of the allegations. And Slim Jim did put out a statement that they were like, hey, this is because of this.
Yes. And then last night, well, you know, Sondra to the rescue for sort of, you know, getting the sleeves up and writing this, because it's a big story. Vince resigned from the TKO board. He is gone forever. There were two things, I'm very keen to get your thoughts and stuff. There's two things that I just thought, and I want to get them out of the way.
Yeah.
I was talking to two people yesterday, men who I know, who straight men who are involved in wrestling, and we were just chatting about it on a WhatsApp. And what was interesting to me was that one of them, I'm just going to text you who I'm talking about, actually, so that you have an idea of what
Thank you.
Said. hold on. Right, so the first person I was talking to had kind of been like obviously was horrified at everything, but he had said, "Are you that surprised that he's done this?" He was not very surprised, and the other person was saying, and we were chatting away about it, and one of the guys had said, and he didn't say it in a negative way of like against the women or anything, but he was saying, you know, what about the consensual part of it, like do you think that does that matter or whatever? And I was the point I wanted to bring up was, I don't think you can 100% rule that a woman in the position she was in compared to the power that Vince had really has the choice in her own mind.
The lawsuit kind of, as the lawsuit is painting the picture, it says she was coerced or she felt like she had no other option. Her family had just died. She was down and out. Like, it's, she was a prime target.
Yeah. And I think that, so for me, it's like the whole thing of, if you're a guy, we are in a privileged, I'm not going to go on some sort of rant here about, you know, poor women kind of thing, but like, if you're a guy, we are in a privileged position where, like, if we don't want to do something, more often than not, we don't need to do it. But if you're a woman and you're in a position where there's a really powerful guy and you don't feel that there's a way out, then I can understand why you sort of feel you have to do something.
Now, it can be extremely dangerous to say no. I mean, in Janelle Grant's case, she was worried that her entire reputation would be ruined because Vince did say, like, I could ruin you with certain text messages. Because that's the thing, is that what's going to come out in court, I assume, is the text that she sent him as well. And a lot of those are going to be professing love, and a lot of those are going to be professing loyalty, because that's what you have to stay safe. But then it becomes... like, the lawyers are going to go after that kind of thing, right? But I mean, like, another thing I'll say to that is that consent can be withdrawn at any time. And if you violate the boundaries of that, then you're still a problem, even if there had been consent in the past.
Yeah, because I think there is a thing where, and this is not just a thing, like, just women, and everybody, but I'm sure there are women who are more than happy to sleep their way to the top and sort of have sex with powerful men, and that's that. But there are also women who are not up for that and kind of feel coerced into doing it. The other thing that struck me was, this is what Vince was doing at 72 years old. Yep. What was he doing to women in his 50s or his 40s or his 60s?
Ask Rita Chatterton.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's, it's.
I would say ask Ashley Massaro, but she's no longer with us.
Yes. So there's two examples, and that's the two you know about. But I mean, I know stories about wrestlers that, like, are very common known stories about famous wrestlers. So you would know if you were, you know, like you would know them. They're very, very famous world champion level people who have sexually assaulted women on multiple occasions. It's famous. Mm-hmm. Like this is not. It happens a lot. But if you're Vince, he clearly feels that he's just God and he can do what he wants. I think he sees women as objects.
I think Vince McMahon doesn't genuinely know how to relate to human beings. And I think some of it is probably a result of being abused as a kid. Like, I mean, if you read the Playboy interview with him from, what was it, 2001 when we talked about that, you don't get the sense that this guy has a grip on reality because he doesn't really. And it's turned him into this monster who doesn't, like, some of the things I don't believe that Vince McMahon knows he did anything wrong. I don't think he thinks he's doing anything wrong because, you know, when you are of the mindset that, you know, any no to me is just a yes, or that's a turn on, or, you know, like that was pretty made clear in the lawsuit that he really enjoys being told no and forcibly taking what he wants anyway.
Well, because isn't that one of the things
his business practices, and it seems to extend to his human relationships.
Yeah, well, because isn't there a bit in the lawsuit where it says that he says to her, you know, no just means yes or something like it. But yeah, so I mean, I guess the real point of this and what should conclude this podcast really is, you know, you're a woman, you know better than me, or you know how this could feel or what this could be. What is your kind of takeaway from the situation, you know, and is his resignation enough? Do you think that's enough to close the book? Should more be done?
It's not enough. It's something. Like, I was celebrating his resignation last night. I was very happy about it because the fucker can't vote himself back onto the board. He only has like 11% of voting shares or something. So like, he is done this time, which is great. And I think like, I think he needs to be in a court of law. The lawsuit is demanding a jury trial. I think there should absolutely be a jury trial. I don't know if it's going to have any lasting consequences for Vince McMahon, because I know that Vince McMahon is a very powerful person with a very powerful lawyer.
Remember, his powerful lawyer retired.
His powerful lawyer did retire. So I don't know who is on his legal team right now. I mean, no, his resignation isn't enough. I think he needs to be in jail for this. And I mean, like, none of these allegations are even in the distant past. This is between 2019 and 2022. So quite recent history. I think it'll be telling to see if any other names are revealed, like any other NDA names are revealed, because one of the things the lawsuit is seeking to do is obviously overturn the NDA. And it says that the other ones that are signed may have been entered too forcefully as well, which would make them non-enforceable. I hope that there's ramifications. I hope the dominoes start to fall, as it were. I think it could get really, really ugly. I think there could be a lot of people implicated in terms of like helping him with his alleged misdeeds and whatnot that are probably well-liked and respected. But I think, I don't know, it's a start, and it's a start that I celebrate, but there's more to be done, I think, is kind of where I stand on it. And it really sucks that he had to ruin one person's life, probably more than one person's life, and that it was allowed to get this bad for so long. Like, the systemic nature of it is really troubling.
Yeah, it's not good. And, I mean, I think if you're anyone associated with Vince, you probably kind of got to go, I think. Like, how else do you... Yeah, I just don't know if you can defend it.
Well, and you know, like, people are kind of like, does this mean Stephanie will return? Does this mean Shane will return? How much did they know? They're in an impossible position, right? Like, it's your dad, but... like, were you complicit? I know the lawsuit says that Janelle Grant was never spoken to in the internal investigation. There are sources on the WWE board saying that's not true. So, like, who knows who was approached or what channels she was approached by or whatever. But Stephanie was on that investigation board.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, there's people in the company who would have known. But, like, so, like, Triple H, for example, I assume Triple H knew details of it because he was on the committee and stuff. But what could he have done is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what you can really... It's tough. I don't really know what you can do.
And were the people who knew and possibly helped cover it up, were they also being coerced in the same way of, like, I'll ruin you, I'll ruin your reputation, I'll ruin your job?
Yeah, I just.
It's all a big fucking mess, and it's really, really sad. And like that sort of charisma and manipulation is extremely powerful. Like I keep comparing it to the Weinsteins producing Scream 3, right? Because one of the
Rose
big
McGowan.
spoilers for Scream 3, but like one of the things about Scream 3 is that it deals with sexual assault in Hollywood and being forced to sleep with someone to get a role. The Weinsteins produced that movie. Vince McMahon putting so much of his shit on television as a storyline, he just has zero shame about it. Like, I don't think he knows that he did anything wrong, and that is awful, and he deserves to not be around people.
Well, there you have it. That is where everything is. Yeah, it's horrible, but I don't really know. I wish there was a good summation to have, but I think the guy should be in jail,
Yeah,
and
he absolutely should be in jail.
Linda McMahon, to stay with someone after all this really sort of says the character of, because you can.
Well, Linda
I don't,
McMahon is his wife on paper only, but yeah.
but still, I mean, like,
I mean, it for the business, yeah, to not even like, because remember she was asked about stuff last, was it last year when he retired, right? And she was like on a
yes.
campaign circuit with somebody and she was like, I'm not talking about that. Like, she won't even make any comment whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, she a long time ago sort of cashed in her chips.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, but yeah. Well, listen. We'll go now. I don't really know what do we. I think we're just not going to play music at the end of this because
No.
I don't really think I don't want a song at the end of this. So, yeah. That's that. We thought we'd have a conversation about it, and yeah, we'll see. He's gone for good,
He's
and that's a good
gone.
thing.
He's
So.
gone, and that's good. We will see. If the culture starts to improve, I know people backstage seem happy that he's gone, so
Yeah.
hopefully it starts to improve some things.
Fingers crossed. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoy the Royal Rumble and manage to sort of, put this thing to the side because a lot of talented people are going to go out there tonight and try and work really hard for all of us. And he should not get to spoil that. So,
No, we don't want to let him win that. I am looking forward to the Royal Rumble personally.
yes, same here. So, yeah, enjoy the Royal Rumble. We'll be talking about it here on Patreon tomorrow. And we'll talk to you soon, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.